Tokologo employees get their Black Friday deal. Black Friday symbolizes an annual shopping frenzy, erupting a day after Thanksgiving in the US. It's a retail extravaganza renowned for colossal discounts and unparalleled deals across stores and online platforms. This is the day that ordinary South Africans have been looking forward to, given the surge in the price of essential goods and basic foodstuffs in the recent past. The household food basket cost has risen sharply throughout 2023, and the Black Friday specials were a breath of fresh air that would leave consumers with change in their pockets. Sadly, for Tokologo local municipal workers, this was not the case, as the cash-strapped municipality could not pay worker salaries on Friday, the 24th of November. These hard-working men and women who were looking forward to taking advantage of the Black Friday specials woke up to the news that the municipality was not in a financial position to cover salary costs for November. The dysfunctional municipality has been under Section 139 by the Provincial Executive Committee of the Free State since June 2022. Since this intervention took place, the municipality has become worse by the day. Residents have been without water for months in Delsville and Herzogville without a word from the lead administrator or MEC of COGTA for that matter. Secondly, third parties such as personal deductions couldn't be paid while workers' medical aids were inactive, and now there is no salaries under the same Section 139 intervention. We reiterate our call to have Tokologo local municipality placed under national administration in terms of Section 154 of the Constitution, requiring both national and provincial spheres of government to take positive steps to support the municipality. The situation in Tokologo seems untenable, and it is the community and workers that feel the brunt of this situation of bankruptcy and mismanagement.